Meadowlark Lemon, who died last Sunday at 83, may have been the most beloved basketball player of all time. Certainly, he holds the record for venues visited in uniform. The Harlem Globetrotters, the team on which Lemon was featured for 2.5 decades, played in over 100 countries. Among Lemon's many, many teammates was one Curly Boo Johnson.
I think the earliest picture I have with him would be when I was 8 years old in the locker room.
Johnson's father had been a Globetrotter. When the team was on the road, they often stopped at his home for dinner. Curly Boo Johnson, once a ball boy, graduated to full-fledged trotter in 1988. After he'd been with the team for a few years, he learned that Meadowlark, who'd been playing with a team of his own for several years, would be rejoining the Globetrotters.
I'll never forget, we were in Omaha, Nebraska. I had just got done doing a clinic for the Globetrotters. And as soon as I finished the clinic, my coach walked up to me and said, "Hey, they bring in Meadowlark out here." And I was like, "Get out of here. Ain't no way." I couldn't believe it. And I was like, "You're joking. There's no way." And I was excited. I was excited. You mean to tell me I'm going to play with Meadowlark? Wow.
It was a learning experience like no other.
His passes, he would not look at you. People today would say, "Oh, it's like Magic Johnson." No. Meadowlark Lemon did not have to look at you to give you the ball. He'll look at you, and then he will throw the ball where you should be, okay? And he gripped the ball like it was a grapefruit. He had huge hands for a guy 6'3".
He passed brilliantly and regularly sank hook shots from half court, but Meadowlark Lemon's forte was comedy. Some derided his performance as a minstrel show, but for vast and appreciative audiences around the world, Meadowlark's tricks and gimmicks were a pure delight. He took foul shots with a basketball that he'd attached to his hand with a big rubber band so that the ball never got to the rim. It just came back to him. He dumped buckets of confetti on fans sitting courtside. He tucked the basketball under the referee's shirt and then, all wide-eyed innocence, looked everywhere for it. But at the dinner table, as Curly Boo Johnson recalls, you'd not have known he was the greatest showman in his game.
He was soft-spoken. It was almost like he was Clark Kent, as opposed to the Superman that he was on the court.
Superman may be an overstatement, but maybe not. Sweet Lou Dunbar, a former teammate of Lemon's, now the director of player personnel for the Globetrotters, remembers when Meadowlark's star shone most brightly.
When you saw the wide world of sports, you saw Meadowlark Lemon shoot that hook shot, running and taking a lady's purse. That's what you saw. That was he was the heart and soul of the Harlem Globetrotters. Oh, yeah, most definitely. He's right there at the top of this Christmas tree, baby.
Meadowlark Lemon played basketball into his 60s. When he stopped, he took up preaching. He traveled to do it, just as he'd traveled to play ball. And according to Lou Dunbar, that wasn't the only thing Lemon's second career had in common with his first.
He stopped putting smiles on people's faces to start touching people's heart in the pulpit. So that was just him. He just wanted to be around people, making people happy. That was Meadowlark Lemon.
That was Meadowlark Lemon. As Curly Boo Johnson recalled, when Meadowlark played, he didn't want anyone to leave the building feeling like he'd been shortchanged, and nobody who ever witnessed his wizardry in his comic show could doubt his success in that regard. And we learned just this week that he'd done a little singing, too. You want to take us out, Meadowlark?
Shame it, jump your finger, jump your finger.